Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce, broadcasting tomorrow's news tonight, live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America, as well as all across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and streaming live online via the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now, wherever they're at, to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, the security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and our National Guard, too, for doing a bang-up job during this crisis we have with the coronavirus issue. Thank you for keeping us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch tonight, I don't care what you're doing, where you're doing it, where you're at, to everybody, a special shout-out and a big thank you to you. And to all the people working in the oil industry, I know some of you got it going really tough right now. Oil is down, and we're going to tell you what the price is when we start. It's down, all right. Holy smokes. But anyway, a special shout-out to everybody in the oil industry. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now, we've got the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren, is sticking over for a couple segments. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
And I appreciate you doing this, my friend.
Oh, my pleasure.
We got way too much stuff here to just all of a sudden drop things in midstream. You know, we did this the other night, and we're going to do it again. So here we go. Going to say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, have you got a hold of something strong there?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Congresswoman Ilhan Omar from Minnesota shocked everybody with an incredible response about President Donald Trump. She said, and I quote, putting politics aside, the president has a good policy. He's showing good leadership amongst the virus fears in America today. How about them apples?
Wow, I'm going to fall off my chair. That's from Ilhan Omar?
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, she is in a big time heated, and I do mean heated, contest with Republicans going after her like she's a fish in a pond.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I'm not changing my opinion about what I've said about her. The good people of Minnesota, they need to vote her out. They made a mistake voting her in, a big time mistake. She does not represent the values of the people of Minnesota.
No, I don't think so at all, Captain. And you know what this could signal, though, is that the notion that the Democrats, because of the campaign, can simply come out and just bash the president no matter what. I think maybe this is a signal that they understand that that's not going to play very well across the highways and byways of the land. So it's the old, if you can't beat them, join them kind of idea, perhaps at least in this one particular case.
Now, last hour I got up on my soapbox, and I'm going to do it again. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
All right, folks, here we go. I've got some words of wisdom for you, so pay attention. I want you to think about the possible opportunities America will have after this temporary crisis passes, and it is temporary. Now, this should be a major wake-up call to America, way overdue and hopefully not too late. Now, if you think this is only about a virus, what's going on right now, it's not. It's about our freedom, and it's about our national security. And we've been letting that slip away for many decades. It's about time that Americans look around and realize it's time to step up and make our country strong and independent again. Now, we must once again take control of our future, because China and many other foreign countries have been robbing our country of our great resources. We can no longer remain just a country of consumers. We must become a producer of all goods and never let this happen where another country controls our goods, especially our medical prescription production. We've allowed these countries to threaten our freedom and security for far too long. America's best days are still ahead. I'm all in. How about you? There you go, Kyle.
Well, that sounds really good. I agree wholeheartedly, Captain. This is a time that we are absolutely realizing that, you know, because for a while the idea was that, well, we'll, you know, sort of a global interconnected thing going on and so forth, and in many ways that is a good thing. But if it's degrading to our national security, as we are right now finding out, because this Wuhan virus or the coronavirus, this has set the U.S. and China at odds so badly, because number one of what the Chinese have implied that somehow the U.S. soldiers brought it and this kind of thing, because right now China is on a cleanup mission trying to save its reputation or save.
China has been busy destroying some of the documentation as to what was going on and how it was done, and that tells me they're up to their eyeballs in this. And by the way, could this have been intentional? Could this have been a biochemical attack? Sure.
Well, sure, and I think that we're going to see now. And the president, though, the other day, he was asked quite pointedly, "Do you think that they inflicted it us? Do you think that they inflicted it on us?" The president was very firm. He says, "No, I don't think that that's the case." But he does say, "But this is something that came from China," because he's taking heat for calling it a Chinese virus.
It is a Chinese virus.
Well, exactly, mm-hmm. and so, but again, because we've called Ebola Zaire, we have all these different names for regions where these viruses come from.
Mm-hmm.
But the president said no, he didn't think it was inflicted upon us. But I think he wants to get to the bottom of exactly what happened. Now, and as you remember, Captain, there was the offer for CDC experts and so forth to go to China.
All right.
They refused that.
Hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back. One more segment with Kyle Warren. And when we come back, we're going to talk about oil, because you aren't going to believe this one. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
And thank you very much, Kyle Warren. He's waiting on the line, and I'll get to him right in a minute, right after I tell you this portion of the program brought to you by my friends of Relief Factor. Now, if you're in pain and you want out of pain, and of course you do, but guess what? People you know and love would like to see out of pain too, but I will tell you, there is a way to get this taken care of sooner rather than later, and that's Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, because they tell me that whole families can be helped when one in a family gets out of pain, back to having fun together by walking, hiking, traveling, and here's one more, sleeping through the night without waking up your mate or being awake all night yourself. Now, everybody wins when you get out of pain, and that's exactly why Relief Factor created a 3-week quick start for about $1 a day to see if we can get you out of pain, and after that, less than it costs a cup of coffee per day to stay out of pain. Now, the 3-week quick start is like a trial pack. It can start at your door in about 2 to 3 days, and let's face it, getting older, exercise, and even everyday living can create pain. But don't just order Relief Factor for yourself. Order it for your family and your friends. They'll miss the pain-free you. You betcha they will. The 3-week quick start at relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, or give them a call at 800-500-8384 and tell them the captain sent you. Alrighty, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Alright, I got a caller here, so let's take the caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from, please?
I'm calling from Tampa. My name's Richard.
Alright, what's up there, Richard? You wanted to talk about the truckers.
Well, what it is on the, they were talking about stuff about the truckers and not using the rest areas and all that. The interstate was built for trucks. It was built for military equipment so they can get stuff across. They don't have to stop and keep changing gears. And
right.
Just go. And that's,
yep.
And Eisenhower put that in place.
He sure did.
And the President president right now can stop every car out and make them get off. Whether he knows it or not, he's got that right.
Yeah. Yeah, you are right. Everything you're saying is correct. And by the way, the New York Thruway was built for that same purpose many years ago when I lived in upstate New York. Everybody's going, what are you building the toll road for? Well, it's not a toll when you got to move the military equipment from point A to B.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, thanks a lot, my friend.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yep. All right, there you go. Well, Kyle, he makes a very good point. And again, you know, I mean, these people out there, they keep trying to ostracize the trucks. And, you know, it's not an airplane that flew and landed on the roof of the building to deliver the groceries, is it?
No. In fact, Captain, during this crisis, I've had more than one occasion to tell people in the course of my day that, you know, all that stuff that came to the store that people are trying to panic buy, all that came there on a truck. Exactly right. And it sheds a new light and a new importance on what the truckers do for us. And that's part of our national security. If people can't get their food, we have a huge problem.
All right, well, let's go over. We got another caller here. This is a famous caller. So let's go 60 seconds with Todd. Go ahead, Todd.
Praise God. Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. I hope while you're at home, you rush and thank the Lord for your blessings today. I want to thank the American, the 63 million of us who went out en masse to vote for Donald Trump and Lance. I need every one of you to double up here and go get one. So we come here with 126 and we take the House, the Senate, and the presidency, and we get things done for the families and the American people and everything that's great about America. God bless you, Captain, because you've been hitting 400 like Ted Williams and Joe D for the last 3.5 years. Love you. God bless America. Let's get to work here. In Jesus' name, amen.
All righty. Well, that's Todd, and Todd is one of our more avid friends. Let's see here. What is this? Good morning, Captain. I just thought I'd throw this out there. I paid $1.94 for gas at Thornton's in Largo. Also, they're talking about a possible shutdown of the Tampa Bay Times newspaper. I'll keep you posted. I've heard that rumor, and it wouldn't bother me if they did, because I don't read the Tampa Bay Times. I used to, but that's one of the liberal rags that we got left in town. But I paid $1.95 for my gas here in Tampa Bay, and that's cheap. Now let's go to the oil price. You ready?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Starting out the day, West Texas crude. Folks, I'm not exaggerating, so be prepared. West Texas crude starting out today is $20.37 a barrel. That's down $37 from where it was 2 weeks ago. It's down $6.58 or 32% from the day before. Brent crude oil is at $24.88 a barrel. It's down $3.85 since yesterday, 15% decrease. And gasoline dropped back down from a one-day high of 71 cents. It's down below where it was before. Now it's 64 cents a gallon, 64 cents a gallon at the refinery before any tax is added to it, down 11%. Now, Kyle, knowing what I know about what the taxes are in the country, and you sit in the highest gas tax state in the country, right?
That's right. Oh, yeah.
And your gas tax out there is $1.25 a gallon. You add $1.25 to 64 cents. You got 189. You add the transportation cost out there. Let's say it's 10 cents a gallon. You're up to 199. They could be selling gas for $2.10 a gallon or $2.20 a gallon. And what are you paying right now for it?
Well, right now, Captain, it's right around $3.39, right around in there.
So that's over a dollar higher than what I just said that they could be selling gas for and still make a profit.
No kidding. Exactly. Yeah, it really is something. And, you know, Captain, even with what's going on in the oil price war, the very fact that Americans might be using less gas over the near term here because of the coronavirus or people, quarantining, not quarantining, but sheltering in place or just sort of not moving around as much, it could drive the price of that WTI crude down even more. In the very near term here. So this is going to be something to watch.
Well, I got one of your neighbors out there in California, Thomas, saying that gasoline in California is actually more expensive now than when it was $98 a barrel.
Yeah, probably so. It is really something. Everybody in the area here, they all have their favorite gas stations to go to, and I know a couple that are typically a little bit less than one that's just a little bit down the road, and so I always try to go to that one. But yeah, but it, whatever it is, it's still a lot of money to fill up your tank no matter what.
Yeah, but the point of it is that one of the positives to this, if you're looking at it, looking at any positives, is the cheaper gas, and cheaper gas will be around for a month or two or maybe three. It could go up very, very high very quickly again, but it doesn't look like that's going to happen because the futures, the futures are in the upper 20s now for oil.
Yeah, exactly. So we are going to be seeing, you know, as you said, those lower gas prices. Unfortunately, if we don't get past, and of course, like you, I'm hoping we get past this crisis very quickly, you can have people get out on the road and take some vacations that are going to be pretty pimped up by the time all this sort of gets resolved.
Well, if we do what the government is suggesting we do, and we do it even halfway, okay, because nobody ever does everything the government says 100%, but listen, if we do it halfway, I think we'll be out of this sooner rather than later.
Yes, I do hope so. Even though the Surgeon General expressed, I think, some doubts about the idea of the 15 days to slow down the spread, but what the President has put out from the White House, what the CDC has been recommending, and certainly even so, in my area, Captain, we've got a lot of stores and businesses that are almost voluntarily closing their doors right now just because nobody wants to have, you know, this problem go on any longer than it really needs to. And so I think a lot of people are being very helpful with this, that they understand. And a lot of people who have their kids home, they're home from work as well. They're doing the online learning. So it's quite a process. But you're right. If we all band together, this is going to be a long
time. Now, you are one of those people out in California that's involved with the shelter in place or something like that, right? Isn't that what they did to you?
Well, it's not technical. Orange County health office there, they amended their earlier order to clarify that it wasn't a shelter in place, but they do say they don't want any gatherings of really any number of people. And so, as I was saying, a lot of people are simply shutting down their place of business, having people go home from their office for office-type work. They're working remotely. But generally speaking, we're supposed to curtail our travel.
So very quickly, how do you make the best out of your stay at home?
Well, you just kind of, I look at it as sort of going on a cruise to nowhere because you can, you know, you can have breakfast, lunch, and dinner and sort of snack and all that. Then you can venture out a little bit, but, you know, you're in a waiting game.
All right. Tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right. Thanks very much, Kyle. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. We appreciate him sticking around a little bit longer. We'll be right back with your first military and veterans news segment. Got a lot of stuff to report tonight. There's a lot of things the military are involved in right now with this coronavirus, and it's a good thing. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More roller coasters on Wall Street. The Dow fell more than 1,300 points. Analyst Eugene Peroni.
I think that the market has probably reacted in expectation that this is going to cause a very significant slowing, which some would say is a recession that's already in the works.
The Pentagon is stepping up its efforts to combat the coronavirus. Military transport aircraft have moved at least 500,000 test kits to various locations around the country. Two military ships will head to locations where doctors are inundated with virus cases, and the Air and Army National Guard are now assisting in 23 states. Also, the fate of the Summer Olympics is still unsure. Olympic officials and host Japan have continued to say they will go ahead on July 24th. This is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley's giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Hi everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed, it is time for our first Military and Veterans News segment here on the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy, where they have two campuses to better serve you. And you can check them out online by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. But right now, we're going to let them tell you all about themselves, and here we go.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two locations to serve you. They have one campus in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. The other one is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay area. It's on the west side of Tampa Bay. Now, if you come to Tampa, you cross over the bay, and you get over in the west side, Clearwater area, and you'll find the National Aviation Academy campus there. Now, the thing about National Aviation Academy
is the job that you'll get, the training you'll get as an aviation maintenance tech, is a lifetime opportunity. You will be able to take that training, hit the ground running at least high 50s, $60,000 a year level. Now think about that. 40 hours a week, that's going to be your salary. It even gets better than that because of the benefits and the different places you can go, especially if you wind up with a company that travels and you can travel with them. Now, the number to call, 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour of one of their facilities, either the one in Concord, Mass., or the one down here in Clearwater, Florida. You want to see what you're getting yourself into because you're going to love it. They are the best at what they do, training people to become aviation maintenance techs. There you go. Alrighty. Now, not to be outdone, but the Department of Defense and civilian public officials discussed what the troops were able to do right off the bat to help treat and combat the spread of the coronavirus. As you heard me say, two MASH units are being set up in Florida, one in Ocala, one in Orlando, and let me see here. Two hospital ships are being sent. One is going to New York City. I believe that's the Comfort, USNS Comfort. And the other one is going to the West Coast once it comes out of its repair mode, is being overhauled and whatnot, normal maintenance, and then it's headed to the West Coast, I believe California. But the military is opening up its stockpile of medical supplies to back up civilian public health agencies bracing for an outbreak of the coronavirus, which could affect more than 100 million Americans. Now, let me remind you, I told you about this early on in the going. The military had supplies. The military had mobile hospitals. I told you all about this, and nobody else was talking about it. How do I know? Because I've been involved in it through emergency management, through the fire service, and through the emergency operations centers in both upstate New York where I was, downstate New York where I was, and down here in Florida, where I still participate. And the thing of it is, and I do it in a communication standpoint now, instead of what I used to do, which was paramedic rescue, fire rescue, that sort of thing. But anyway, we are going to get through this. We're going to get by this. Our military is there for us, and they're going to do a great job. Now, sailors assigned to warships homeported in San Diego and Everett, Washington, have tested positive for the new strain of coronavirus, bringing to three the number of known cases tied to Navy surface vehicle vessels, which means those ships will be out at sea for 14 days before they're allowed to come anywhere near a port, which is what they'll be doing. And the president, you might have heard, signed legislation, $46 billion worth of coronavirus aid, the first one that was sent to his desk and passed by the House and the Senate last week. The $46 billion's also got $8 billion in it, $8.3 billion to be exact, for the Defense Department to help out with the coronavirus pandemic. It also sets up the paid leave and free testing for the folks around the country. And we now know that the people signing up for unemployment that got laid off when this was first announced has skyrocketed. You're going to see unemployment numbers go way up here. I wouldn't be surprised if they don't double over the next couple of weeks. But In one state, 70,000 unemployment insurance claims were filed, where normally it was a couple hundred or so. One day. And it probably was where they had a lot of the fracking and restaurant people, that sort of thing. That's what we're looking at. By the way, we now know that AFRICOM, the U.S. Africa Command, is training the Somalian Lightning Brigade to defend their country and also to be offensive in their country, going against the likes of Al-Shabaab and Boko Haram, both of whom are very tough, mean terrorist regimes, groups rather. Now, at least three rockets struck Baghdad's fortified green zone near the American embassy yesterday, a day after the attack on a training base south of Baghdad, where U.S. and coalition troops and NATO trainers were present. Now, Iraqi security officials said that it was the fourth such attack over the course of a week. And if you remember right, part of this resulted in the death of two Americans and one Canadian. And there's a way to make this stop, and I call it making it rain from the sky. We locate where these places are, where they're training these people, and where these supplies are, and we just absolutely demolish them. Just absolutely blow them to smithereens. That's what we need to do. No exceptions. No exceptions. By the way, the U.S. military announced Tuesday it handed over a strategic outpost near the Iraq-Syrian border to Iraqi forces in a region to host an Iranian-backed militia responsible for more than a dozen rocket attacks targeting coalition troops. So what they've done is they moved our troops out of the way and moved the Iraqi troops in, and we will be the backup for the Iraqi troops at that same fire base. We'll see how long that lasts, because the Iraqis have a reputation for not wanting to stay in one place for very long when it comes to something like that. I'm not going to say they're chicken, but they turn tail and they run. Also, fitness classes have been postponed. Some religious services will move online. And bingo games are canceled at U.S. military bases all across Japan. And this is because of the coronavirus alert. A lot of things are changing overseas for our bases, or the military men and women. Some of them are not even being allowed off base. Even in the United States, some bases, travel is restricted to maybe 20 or 30 miles off the base. That's it, period. Can't go any further away. And the aggressive measures being taken to minimize the spread of the COVID-19 virus in Korea seems to be working. Seems to be working. They're using a combative approach, if you will, to the COVID-19 virus in Korea. And one of the places that was designated a virus hotspot a week ago has reported no new cases. Wow. Maybe there is a light at the end of the tunnel, huh? We can hope. All right, we're coming back with our next Truckers Highway Viber report. Talk to you about the snowstorm that's out in the Rockies. And Denise Simon comes right up right after that. Don't go anywhere. I shall return with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. Have a great night, everybody. If you have to leave us, if you're going to be around, you're going to hear the weather.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Flash Hudson. Flash Hudson.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Okay, drivers, this is a little song I wrote, a little boogie tune called Raise Radio. A little song with that left lane goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cab sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive a hair ride deep, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. I got a Road King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing. something wrong with my radio.
All righty, that's Ray Carlisle. And that goes out to Sam the Paper Man, the excellent paper relocator, who is out and about and said that he got himself some gasoline at the Thornton's over in Largo today for $1.94 a gallon. Well, that's pretty good there, Sam, because over on 4th Street it was $1.95. So you're saving a penny that I didn't. All right, this portion of the Truckers Highway and Byway Report in the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by your local Pilot and Blind J Truck Stop. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. And, oh, by the way, they're still doing what they're doing there. Now, yeah, they've been told they got to cut down the dining room to half the size of normal and all that stuff. And maybe they've done a few other things, and there'll be more sandwiches and there will be hot meals and all that because of what's going on. But I'll tell you what, they're still there, and they're still your home away from home out there, Pilots, the travel centers, and the Flying J truck stops. Now, a major storm system is causing havoc, and it's going to produce a number of hazards across the central U.S. from heavy snow and blizzard conditions, which will pound northeastern Colorado, southeastern Wyoming, and western Nebraska, also bringing travel to a halt in those areas. You won't be able to see where you're going. Meanwhile, severe thunderstorms with damaging winds, hail, heavy rain, and tornadoes, because, yep, we got tornado watches and warnings up right now. I'm going to tell you where they're at down here in a minute. And they are expected from the mid to lower Mississippi Valley all the way into the Ohio Valley as that system moves along. Now, right now, from Del Rio, Texas, down on the border, all the way up through the western part, just barely skipping the western part of the Dallas-Fort Worth area, up towards Wichita Falls, Texas, almost to the Oklahoma line. You got about a 75-mile swath straight up in that direction, which is under a tornado and severe storm watch and or warning right now. You've got rain north of Dallas up into Oklahoma, the southeastern part of Oklahoma, over towards Arkansas. The western part, northwestern part of Arkansas is getting rain right now, heavy rain in some areas. You've also got some severe weather warnings in the south and central part of Oklahoma that have just popped up for some severe conditions that could develop into big bad boomers and maybe a tornado or two in that area. You've also got high winds out in West Texas tonight, and you've also got high winds in the western part of Oklahoma tonight, west of Oklahoma City. This front is moving across from west to east right now, over where it's snowing in the mountains of Arizona, to include Flagstaff, over where it's snowing in the mountains of New Mexico, to include all around Albuquerque. Again, over where it's snowing to include the I-15 corridor from the Nevada line all the way up through Salt Lake City to the east into Wyoming, into Colorado. You do have a winter storm warning also up for the southwestern corner of Colorado tonight. Keep that in mind. And, boy, I don't know any other way to put it, folks, other than if you're in Denver and you're going east, either on I-70, or you're coming up I-76 out of Denver, and you plan on going to get into Nebraska to hop on I-80, or if you're going up I-25 north from Denver, and you're headed up towards Wyoming, you are going to have an adventure, because there's a blizzard warning throughout all of the area I just mentioned. Now, general snow elsewhere in Wyoming, general snow elsewhere in South Dakota, general snow elsewhere, Rapid City, the southern part of North Dakota, general snow through most of Nebraska tonight, as well as over into that northwestern corner of Iowa and the southwestern corner of Minnesota. Now, Minnesota's got some snow tonight way up in the northeastern corner. It looks like Duluth on up towards the Canadian border. The upper peninsula of Michigan, you've got some snow up in there tonight. You've got some rain in the northeastern corner, Green Bay, Madison north to Green Bay up there. It looks like scattered rain. And this heavy rain is moving across, and there's going to be more and more warnings and watches all the way across into,
Oh, Missouri, Southern Illinois, Western Kentucky, looks like Southeastern Ohio is going to be included in this for the bad weather coming across. And again, severe thunderstorms, possibly with some tornadoes in the mix. And just please, please be careful and keep your radio, your weather radios turned on. Don't turn them off in this situation. Keep them turned on. Now, also, one last little thing. We do have some unsettled conditions up along Lake Ontario and Lake Erie for western New York, Buffalo to Rochester, and Buffalo down to the Pennsylvania line tonight, so be advised of that. And South Florida, you got a little bit of breeze blowing on down there from about Lake Okeechobee south, so don't know what that means. Could mean almost anything in this day and age when you got wind blowing around. Depends on what comes along with it, right? All right, well, we are waiting on our little movie star to call us, Denise Simon, and she'll be calling in any second. And when we talk to her, we're gonna surprise her with a little something here, which I'm not sure she really is aware of what was said. But Ilhan Omar shocked the hell out of a whole bunch of people with her praise of our president. Goodness sake. Goodness sake. And Mike Pompeo, too, by the way, not to be outdone, had something to say. But here's what Dana Bash said. Remember I talked about Dana Bash here a little bit a while ago? Well, here's what Dana Bash had to say yesterday on CNN.
I mean, look, this is just coming back to where this conversation started after the press conference. I hear what Sanjay is saying about Tony Fauci giving, you know, a little bit more wiggle room than others. But if you look at the big picture, this was remarkable from the President of the United States. This is a nonpartisan. This is an important thing to note and to applaud from an American standpoint, from a human standpoint. He is being the kind of leader that people need, at least in tone, today and yesterday, in tone that people need and want and yearn for in times of crisis and uncertainty.
Now that was a CNN anchor by the name of Dana Bash on CNN's show called CNN Right Now. I am not sure if she still has a job or not, because they hadn't seen her on TV since she made that comment. Now, I'm just saying that CNN certainly is no friend of President Trump, but when one of their anchors goes and praises the President of the United States like that, as she rightfully should have, because he has been doing a bang-up job, he absolutely positively has, no one can deny that. Although there is some speculation that, oh my goodness, he waited too long. No, he didn't. Golly. Waited too long. We were on this before anybody knew about it. All right, well, I'm coming right back. Top of the hour news, and we'll see what happens after that. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts, including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.